USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Mississippi health officials are urging people to wear facial masks and to social distance after the state hit a one-day record total for new coronavirus cases. Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Antar Lumumba told ABC News they're watching things.
The first effort is one of communication and admonishment, a gentle admonishment of our residents to take the precautions that we are advising them to take. And I think that as we have seen some of the news cycle change, not only locally but nationally, people have grown less concerned about that over time.
Mississippi Health Officer Thomas Dobbs said if his state is not careful, quote, we'll look like New York. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott told television station KVIA he shouldn't have rushed to reopen bars. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump signed two executive orders of note Friday. One order directs federal law enforcement to prosecute people who damage federal monuments or statues and threaten to withhold money from local governments that fail to protect their own statues from vandals. He wrote in the order that anarchists and left-wing extremists have sought to advance a fringe ideology that paints the country as fundamentally unjust. The president also signed another executive order that changes who the federal government prioritizes in hiring, giving a job applicant skills priority over a college degree. Administration officials say the shift will allow the government to hire a more inclusive workforce. The president's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump said the order will ensure that the government is able to hire based on talent. Also on Friday, a down day on Wall Street, the Dow off 730 points to close at a level of 25,015, the Nasdaq down 260 points, the S&P 500 off 75. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After beginning to lose ad revenue, Facebook is beginning to flag more political posts. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Facebook has officially announced that it will flag all noteworthy posts from politicians that break any of its rules, including those from President Donald Trump. Separately, Facebook stock dropped more than 8%, erasing roughly $50 billion from its market valuation after the European company behind brands such as Ben & Jerry's and Dove announced it would boycott Facebook ads through the end of the year over the amount of hate speech and divisive rhetoric on its platform. CEO Mark Zuckerberg had previously refused to take action against Trump posts, suggesting that mail-in ballots would lead to voter fraud, saying that people deserve to hear unfiltered statements from political leaders. Twitter, by contrast, slapped a Get the Facts label on those. Zuckerberg said the social network is taking additional steps to counter election-related misinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Roger Stone's surrender date has been delayed until July 14th after his attorneys requested an extension into September due to coronavirus concerns. The Justice Department didn't oppose the request. However, the judge only granted Stone's motion in part, allowing him an extra 14 days to get his house in order. News on demand anytime at our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.